I'm Megan Luscombe and you're listening to season 4 of my podcast, Real Talk. This season focuses on some of the most important topics surrounding personal growth, relationships, and business. So settle in and let's chat. I acknowledge the Boonwurrung people, traditional owners of the unceded land on which I live and work and record this podcast, and pay my respects to elders, past and present. Hey lovers, it's your coach here with a podcast focused on helping you have better friendships. I wanted to record this because one of the areas I help so many clients with is finding the confidence to make new friendships in adulthood because they realize that their friendships haven't grown or haven't changed since high school or even university. And I think that's something a lot of y'all might relate to. Perhaps you're hanging out with people who suited your past and they don't suit your future. Maybe they're not your now people. And I get that this might be a hard realization to make. And I'm not here to tell you that you need to ditch all of your friends and make new ones. I'm just here to tell you that it's okay to evaluate your friendships from time to time to see if they're positively benefiting your life or negatively impacting it. Look, I think it's crucial. You know that, and you are able to make the distinction with your friends. Are your friends making you happier? Are they making you better? Are they invigorating your life? Are they making you feel motivated when it comes to your life? Or are they draining it? Like, we all know the people who, when we catch up with them, they literally suck the life from us and they drain our life energy. But some of y'all still catch up with these people or persons like weekly. And I want to help you change that. I want to help you evaluate. I want to help you see that you can have great friends. I want to help you see that you can be a great friend also to somebody else. Because look, life is too short and we deserve to have a community of friends who we love and are obsessed with and make us better and vice versa. And look, evaluating friendships can really help individuals determine the level of mutual benefit and fulfillment in the relationship. It can help identify areas that need improvement, and it can decide whether the friendship should be continued or ended. Additionally, it can help individuals understand their own needs and boundaries in relationships and ensure that they are spending time with people who align with their values and goals. And look, that I read that from a note that I just wrote down because I really wanted to emphasize that. This is all about spending time with people who you are truly aligned with. That means you need to know your values and you need to know theirs. Do they go together or are they opposing? Because if they are opposing in bad ways, GTFO babes, don't hang around with people like this. We want people who make us better. And look, there are ways that you can evaluate a friendship. I have come up with 5 ways that I think might benefit you. So these are the ways that I want you to start evaluating your friendship moving forward. So if you're listening to this podcast right now and you don't have a pen and paper on you, it's okay. You can come back to this later. But I've got 5 ways, starting with tip 1. Assess the level of mutual support and trust. So do you feel comfortable confiding in this friend? Can you count on them to be there when you need them? Can you count on them to prioritize you? Can you count on them to return your text messages in a timely manner that's suitable to both of your lives and expectations? Can you count on them to remember things about you? Do they know your birthday? Do they know what's going on in your life? What is happening to show mutual support and mutual trust? By the way, if you are expecting things from these people in your life, I hope you also know you need to apply the same amount to you to them. So if you are expecting and hoping for mutual support and trust from these friends, are you also giving mutual support and trust? Number 2, identify shared interests and values. So do you have things in common with your friend and do they share your views on important issues? This might be climate change. This might be when it comes to religion. This might be when it comes to politics. This might be when it comes to sustainability. This might be when it comes to, you name it, like, there are so many things that bring us together as people. And when we share views on important issues, it helps us grow and it helps us become better versions of ourselves. When we don't hang around with people who share our visions, then we have conflicts and that really fucks things up. Number 3, evaluate the level of communication. Okay, so is the communication between you and your friend open? Is it honest? Is it respectful? Do you have clear boundaries? Are you speaking freely or do you feel that you can't speak freely? I want you to be able to communicate openly with your friends, and you should be able to, and you shouldn't have to leave catch-ups with your friends worrying about what you communicated on. I want you to catch up with friends and leave friends feeling like, fuck yeah, that was the best. Oh, I love spending time with him. I love spending time with her. And vice versa. Communication should always be open, honest, and most importantly, respectful. And you should be able to have that with all of your priority friends. Number four, consider the balance of give and take. So does the friendship feel balanced? Or is one person doing most of the giving and one person getting most of the receiving? I need you to really think about this because we want equality in friendships. And yes, sometimes the balance is going to go 60-40 based on life circumstances, but it does so because it knows that it can also swing back 60-40 the other way. That shows that during the whole duration of the friendship, that there is equality, because even if sometimes it swings to one, it will then swing to the other. And you should be having this in all of your friendships. And I want you to really honestly be able to answer that. Do I have balance here? Is there a balance of give and take? Number five, the last way to evaluate your friendship, reflect on your feelings. So how do you feel after spending time with this friend? Are you feeling energized? Are you feeling positive? Or are you feeling drained? Or are you feeling negative? Really pay attention to how you feel prior to catching up with this person and what happens after you catch up with this person. You should be looking forward to seeing your friends. You should feel good when you leave seeing your friends, period. Now, it's really important to remember that friendships, they obviously can and will change over time. So it's okay to reassess and adjust the nature of a friendship. Maybe somebody who is such a close friend now, in the future, won't be based on circumstances, based on your life priorities changing. That doesn't mean that the friendship changes in a negative way. It might just mean momentarily. I know for me, my friendships changed when I had a baby. And that wasn't because I stopped caring about some of my friends. It was because my life was refocusing in another direction. So I added new friends to my life who were mums, and they are incredible. And now that I've been able to sort of balance this new phase of my life and I've been able to really manage my time and my priorities, the people who I was really close with prior to having a baby, I'm still close with. I've now been able to, you know, reintegrate things. And that's because I assess and I evaluate my friendships, but it's also because the people in my life, we have open and honest communication. So when things change, it doesn't change from a place of being negative. It changes from a place of just time and what's going on in our lives at that time. So we're able to really reflect, check in, and know that things are still connected. And look, when I talk about friendships changing over time, what I'm talking about are things such as life changes. And that means, you know, people go through different stages of life. So their priorities and their responsibilities may shift. And that leads to changes in the amount of time and energy they can devote to friendships. That's something we can all relate to. But friendships can also change based on growing apart, because people change and they evolve, and they may find that they have less in common with their friends and they have different interests and goals. Sometimes this growing apart can be really sad, and that's okay. It's okay to feel sad of growing apart from people you once considered very close to you. But sometimes the growing apart is just a natural evolution. We've grown apart because we're going in different directions, and we can still feel fondly of the people, but we just no longer have the close proximity friendship that we used to. We can also change over time due to distance. Now, physical distance can make it really difficult to maintain a close friendship, especially if the individuals are not able to see each other regularly. But it doesn't make it impossible. We have Zoom, we have FaceTime, we have voice messages, we have Snapchat, we have all of the technological ways to keep in touch with someone. But for some people, physical proximity can really impact. And if this is something that you relate to, the physical impacts of not having a friend around you, I would definitely say you need to make sure in your friendships that you communicate this so you can make it a priority to physically see each other as much as you can. Friendships can also change over time due to conflict. Disagreements and conflicts can really strain a friendship and they can make it difficult to reconcile. But friendships that have aligned values will reconcile. That's the difference. People who make moving forward and managing conflict in healthy ways a priority, they will always maintain friendships. And real friendships are going to have conflict. And they're going to have conflict because people are continuously growing and evolving. Do not think a friendship should exist without conflict. That isn't a real relationship at all. Society puts such a focus on conflict existing in romantic dynamics or in our families, but with friendships, it's sort of like friendships are just the happy, fun place that exists in the world and it should never exist in a negative space. That's not true. The longer you are friends with somebody, the more you grow as a person, the more they grow as a person, the more opportunity for conflict to arise. It's what happens when conflict arises that determines the outcome and the connectiveness of the friendship. You should be able to maintain a fantastic relationship with a friend when conflict arises. All about reconnecting, and I should do a podcast on that another time. But friendships can also change with different communication styles, and that's because people have different ways of communicating. Sometimes it can be really hard to understand or connect with friends who have a different communication style, which is why it's so important that you talk to your friends about your preferred communication style and they share their preferred communication style with you. If you haven't had this conversation with your top friends yet, or your close friends, or the people who you want to be friends with, have the conversation today or tomorrow. Pick some time aside. You owe it to yourself and the longevity and connectiveness of your friendships to be doing this. And lastly, friendships can change over time because of new friends. So as people meet new people and they form new friendships, their attention and energy may be directed towards these new relationships, which may cause the older friendships to fade and to die. Does this need to be the case? No. We should celebrate when our friends get more friends, more love to go around. It's not a threat. It doesn't mean anything negative for us. I love seeing my friends with their friends. That their friendships with their other friends doesn't take away with my friendship towards them. And this is what I really want to remind you of. Celebrate your friends' friends, and celebrate them because your friend chose you as a friend. So you should also be happy that they're choosing other people. But look, if you feel that you're disconnected from your friend, or that they are hanging around with other people more than you, hey, quick conversation. Hey, person A, I'm really missing you and I really want to spend some one-on-one time. Just us this weekend, because I love our friendship and I really want to connect. Let people know. It's so important to remember that friendships, they're going to change and they're going to evolve over time. And it's okay for people to drift apart. Obviously, if you don't want that to happen, you got to put in that effort. But if you were thinking to yourself, after I've evaluated my friendships, how can I start making new friends or maybe better friendships? I've got some tips. And I'm really passionate and excited about this, because one thing I always hear from people is, I'm struggling to make friends as an adult. I want to make that easier for you, because you deserve great friends and other people deserve you as their friend. So here are my tips for you to make better friendships. Number one, be yourself. Be genuine and authentic in your interactions with others, because people appreciate honesty and openness. And it also encourages them to be open and honest as well. And you should always be yourself, because you are fucking amazing and people need to see how amazing you are. So number one, be yourself. Number two, show interest in others, okay? This means asking people about their lives. It means asking about their interests and actively listening to their responses. Boring people don't do interest. What they do is they just sit around and they don't ask anything, or they just answer questions. We have all been in a friendship circle where you have been the person to ask the questions and the other person, all they do is just answer. You'll be catching up with them and you'll be like, so how was your weekend? What'd you get up to? And they tell you what they did on their weekend. And then when they finish that sentence, they just stop. And you're sitting there like, did you want to fucking also ask me the question? Do you want to know about my weekend, Becky? But they don't ask, right? So you're like, okay, you know, maybe I'll throw in another question. Oh, so how are things going with you and Mike? In this situation, Mike is clearly Becky's boyfriend. And they start talking about Mike. And then at the end of that sentence, they just finish it. They don't ask you about your relationship. Fuck, they don't ask you about your family. They ask nothing. And that is because they are not actively showing an interest in you. If you are in friendships like this, time to evaluate. And also time to say something to this Becky person. Hey, Becky, I'm noticing when we catch up, I'm asking you a lot of questions that aren't being returned. Are you interested in the things that I have to say? Because I'm feeling this is really one-sided. Always, always have those conversations, y'all, because friendships always need to be two-way. All right, tip number three, be open-minded. You need to be open to meeting new people from different backgrounds and with different perspectives, okay? It is so enriching to have other people inform you about things that are impacting them. I know for myself, I am the sort of queer. I actually, in my friendship circle, I'm the only queer person in my friendship circle. So I have a lot of things going on in my world as a queer woman that they don't experience. So I'm always having really big conversations with my friends to let them know about my world. And you know, they're letting me in on their world as well. And that's what makes our friendship so enriching, because we have different lived experiences and it's what connects us. And their ability to be open-minded to what I'm sharing, oh, it's the best. But if you want to make new friends, you've got to be open-minded. But number four, be reliable. okay? This means you've got to follow through on the commitments and you've got to be dependable. So return the text messages, stick to plans that you commit to. People appreciate being able to depend on people, and it also solidifies trustworthiness. Trustworthiness, okay? And that's what we want in our friendships. Number five, be supportive. Be there for your friends in times of need and offer your help and support when they need it. And I don't just mean the generic, oh, let me know what you need. Oh, I want to support you. Like, let me know if you need help. No, actively show up. Like, say your friend's sick. Don't ask if they need help. Drop off some soup. Do something that will help them. Actions, actions. Stop asking for permission to help someone and instead help them. One thing I know is when I was pregnant, I had a lot of people be like, oh, let me know if we can do something to help you. Let me know. La, 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 let me know. Let me know. Let me know. I just had a fucking baby. I don't have time to let people know like the help I need. And I wasn't actually focused on communicating that because I was too focused on just having had a baby. But my really great friends rock up to my house with like lasagnas, come into my house and start cleaning for me. You know, rock up and say, hey, I'm taking you out to coffee. Like, incredible. Like, oh, mwah, chef's kiss to my friends. And if any of my friends are listening to this, my crew, I fucking love you all. You're all amazing. Number six, communicate clearly, okay? So if you're making new friends, you need to be clear and direct. You need to speak openly about your thoughts and feelings. And they need to be able to do that with you as well. Knowing that we can communicate openly and freely keeps us connected. Number seven, though, be willing to compromise. Like I said earlier, friendships involve give and take, so you need to be willing to compromise when necessary. We're always looking for that 60-40. It doesn't really ever get to be 50-50 on most occasions, but that's because we have our own lives going on. So 60-40 one way, 60-40 the other way. Like I said, it's all about that balance and negotiating it together. Eight, make time, okay? If you want new friends, you need to make time for them and you need to prioritize making new friends and having better friendships. If you want better friendships, if you have friends right now that you love but you want them to be better, you need to make time for them. This means putting your fucking phone down. This means stop hanging out with your partner 24/7. This means stop doing bullshit that doesn't enrich you. It means actually committing time and effort to enriching the current friendships you have or finding new friendships. Nine, practice empathy, okay? You need to try and see things from other people's perspectives and you need to try and understand where they're coming from. Sometimes our friends can't be available to us due to what's going on in their life. And it's important for you to be able to practice empathy in those instances and vice versa. But also practice empathy in a way of being able to see something from someone else's perspective by asking better questions of what's going on in their life. Empathy is so crucial in all relationships and it keeps us connected. So make sure you have it in your friendships. 10. And this is for the people who are wanting to make new friends specifically, but also for people who have current friendships and maybe you're just wanting to make them a bit closer. Join groups or clubs. Like joining groups or clubs with people who have similar interests is such a great way to meet new people and make friends. Like on the weekend, one of my incredible, beautiful friends, and I want to say more family, she's more family to me. We went surfing, went for a surf lesson. Once a year, we dedicate time to having a day where we try something new together. Because when you try something new with someone, it like bonds you, it reinforces the connection. And learning a skill with somebody gives you something to just like really bond on. And it's really exciting and it's impactful and it's like the glue of the relationship. It keeps things going and it prioritizes you time. Now, joining a club might be nerve-wracking for some of you, but if you have a hobby that you love, chances are, if you do that hobby, you're going to meet like-minded individuals who could be fantastic friends for you. I get it. It might make you nervous, but sometimes you just got to put yourself out on the line. You got to feel the fear and do it anyway, babes. Jump in and do it. But if you aren't wanting to make new friends and you already have friends who you're just wanting to enrich a bit more, pick some activities to do one-on-one with them. Stop going for just coffees or drinks on the weekend. Actually pick something that you can do one-on-one. Go to a cooking class. Go to a, you know, live drawing and do something together. Do something fun. I want you to remember that building friendships takes time. It takes effort and it's really going to require you to put yourself out there courageously. But it's also a really rewarding experience when you look at your circle and you think, fuck yes, my friends are the best. And that's what I want you to be thinking. And I want people to be thinking that of you. I want your friends to be looking at you like, fuck yes, that is my person. I'm so glad they're in my friendship circle and I have them as part of my life journey. I want this for you. I want you to have the best and most rewarding friendships, but I also want people to think that of you because that's what it's all about, right? If you like this podcast and if you found it helpful, I would love for you to share it because it helps other people find me. And if you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, I would absolutely love for you to leave a review, give us a star rating. And if you are sharing it on social media, tag me. I want to say hello to you all. I want to know where you're listening from. But till next time, I love being your coach. Bye. Find me on Instagram at MeganLuscombe_. Book a session or say hello at my website, meganluscombe.com.au.